Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, 90. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms early, partly sunny skies. We'll see highs in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, again, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight in the mid 60s. Right now, it's 66.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Greenwood County health officials announcing 6 cases of rabies in the county on Friday, all of those near Eureka. Public Health Officer Vicki Lindsay Ross said in a news release that being observant of erratic behavior in wildlife or livestock is important. Pet owners being urged to follow best practices and vaccinate their pets to prevent the disease. KWCH-TV reports the county said if people notice animals showing any signs of rabies, to keep distance from them and call animal control. Prosecutors say they have charged the father of a 3-year-old Kansas girl who was found dead and his girlfriend with felony murder in the child's death. Wyandotte County District Attorney Mark Dupree said yesterday that 29-year-old Howard Jansen III and his girlfriend, 33-year-old Jacqueline Kirkpatrick, were both charged in the death of Olivia Ann Jansen after her body was discovered Friday about 9 blocks from her home. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Kansas hasn't contained a resurgence in coronavirus cases, and that's raising questions about whether the state made a mistake in allowing local officials to set rules for businesses like gatherings. State Health Department figures show Kansas experienced its worst spike in confirmed new cases since the pandemic began in the 2 weeks ending Friday. Counties have had the power to set rules since May 26th. Senate Democratic Leader Anthony Hensley says Kansas was doing better when Governor Kelly was in control. Wichita State and Kansas State University reviving their basketball rivalry. The two schools have agreed to a 4-game series with a charity exhibition game this October. The exhibition will take place Saturday, October 24th at Intrust Bank Arena and will donate proceeds to Kansas residents affected by COVID-19. More games will be played at Bramlage Coliseum, the Sprint Center in Kansas City, and Charles Koch Arena. I'm Rick Everett with your Monday Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Authorities say a 44-year-old man suspected of killing his stepmother was arrested Saturday night after a standoff with the Nebraska State Patrol. The Nebraska State Patrol says 62-year-old Crystal Esch was found dead around 6:30 Saturday evening after a shooting was reported at a home north of Broken Bow in central Nebraska. Trenton Esch, the suspect in the shooting, fled to his home in Broken Bow. He remained inside his home until emerging voluntarily around 9:45 Saturday night. The Nebraska State Patrol said Trenton Esch is being held in the Custer County Jail while the shooting is investigated. Officials say the number of people hospitalized for coronavirus in Nebraska last week fell to its lowest level since mid-April, but state officials say residents still need to exercise caution and keep the virus from spreading. As of last week, the state had seen over 20,600 cases. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Four additional cases of COVID-19 have tested positive in Marshall County in results announced over the weekend, doubling the previous cumulative total of two identified since the first case was confirmed just weeks ago. Both of those have since recovered, with 418 negative tests in Marshall County thus far. The health department will identify and monitor close contacts of positive COVID-19 cases, but are releasing no details as to suspected points of contact, age range, or location where these individuals work or reside. Nemahal County Community Health Services added another positive test Friday, bringing the cumulative total to 30. 27 of those are recovered, with 717 negative tests thus far in Nemahal County. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard from a number of residents regarding the proposed Irish Creek wind farm. Several spoke in favor, but most spoke in opposition. We'll outline those comments in future newscasts. The board was asked why they met with James Neal, the attorney for NextEra, in executive session. County Council explained these executive sessions are for attorney-client privileged information. Mara Holson has concerns if Marshall County would hire the same engineering firm as Nemahal County, that we would have some same issues. The county councilor said hopefully Marshall County could learn from Nemahal County's mistakes and assure some of the issues do not happen. Commissioners heard from Herkimer Township Board asking a resolution to put up yield signs at the intersection of 6th and Bison Roads. That was approved, with east-west traffic yielding to north-south traffic. Public Works Administrator is waiting on a couple of bridge package bids. The balance in the Special Road and Bridge Fund is $762,000 plus $99,000 for exchange money and $275,000 from the Marshall County Wind Farm. There are three bridges that some of these dollars could be earmarked for. Money in the Special Road and Bridge Fund is also used for annual overlay and seal projects. Commissioners approved requiring masks while inside the courthouse, including offices and common spaces, when a social distance of 6 feet cannot be established. Ellen Barber with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth reported that she's received 14 applications that appear to qualify for disaster relief funding and does not feel they will need to extend the application deadline. They've received applications from 6 Marysville businesses, 4 Blue Rapids, 2 Frankfort businesses, and 2 in Waterville. The SPARK committee, which will make recommendations as to distribution of federal disaster funding earmarked for the county, communities, and schools, has made initial contact with cities and schools via email. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. In response to a citizen contact asking consideration of a county unit road system, Commissioners David Wilbrandt and Raleigh Ordine both indicated they would be in favor of such a change. No further action on the matter was taken. Two possible options are combining all township funds for county maintenance or continuing to designate county funds but provide for county maintenance. It was mentioned this may be a matter that commissioners could initiate but should perhaps be brought to the public for a vote. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week heard an update on federal disaster funding and are working on forming a committee to deal with SPARK program reimbursement that Nemahal County is to receive. Commissioners opened discussion about comprehensive planning, including the option of adding the cost of a comprehensive plan to Nemahal County's budget, while still trying to stay under the tax lid enforced by the state and trying to provide all services currently available in the county. Senior Services Public Transit Director advised at this time they're still only providing Meals on Wheels services and not on-site dining services in Nemahal County. Gage County Board of Supervisors at last week's meeting discussed county health insurance plans moving forward with no changes and just over a 6% premium increase. Supervisors voted unanimously to approve a 1% increase for the lid on restricted funds. This doesn't mean the lid would be increased. It just allows for the option to increase as needed. A lengthy discussion on wind farm regulations will be covered in more detail in future newscasts. Eva M. Flower, age 103, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. A graveside service is planned 10 a.m. this morning at Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Eva Flower.
John W. Fuzz Shell, age 58, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday at the church from noon until 7. Family will greet friends from 5 until 7 with the rosary following. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for John Shell.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken strips, cornbread, cheesy potatoes, Normandy blend, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, turkey, baby bakers, asparagus pears, wheat bread, and jello. KNDY News time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The annual Marshall County Fair is still a go, and we'll begin with the horse show Thursday, July 16th. Entries will be accepted Friday evening with livestock judging and red dirt rendezvous Friday at 7. Stock shows and more Saturday with exhibits in place. Rewind Band is live Saturday evening at 7. Stock shows continue Sunday. The annual fair parade begins at 6 with a petting zoo and pony rides on the grounds and Savannah Chestnut live Sunday evening at 8. Monday activities include Round Robin at 3. The fair supper catered by Ricky's Cafe is open to the public at 6. Followed by the livestock auction at 7. No carnival, church food stand, demo derby, or figure eight races this year. But the fun continues with the Marshall County Fair, July 17th through the 20th in Blue Rapids. Watch and listen for more updates and find them on Facebook for the Marshall County Fair.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Quiet weather across our area for today, but we have this upper level ridge bringing us warm temperatures. We'll see back into the lower 90s. We do have a low pressure system that'll be moving across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. We have one to the north and another one to the south. This is going to bring chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into Tuesday, continuing into Wednesday before moving out. And it looks like as we head towards the end of the week, we're going to see more chances for some showers and thunderstorms, very isolated. Like I said, warm for today, but it does look like we'll continue to see temperatures in the 80s and into the 90s. So across the area for today, sunny skies around 90. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, lower 70s. For tomorrow, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms early, partly sunny, upper 80s. And tomorrow night, more storms. That's look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-July, 89. Recent record high, 103 in 1995. The average low, 67. Recent record high, 55 in 2008. Sunset this evening, 8:54. Sunrise in the morning at 6:10. Sunny and 67 this morning with a light south wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 13th of July. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Washington's about face. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The NFL's Washington Redskins are expected to announce this morning their intention to change the team's nickname. Once publicly insisting he would never change the team's name, owner Daniel Snyder reversed course on July 3rd and said the organization would do a thorough review of the name after several major sponsors, including FedEx, Pepsi, and Nike, threatened to cut business ties. A new name will not be announced due to pending trademark issues. In an email to season ticket holders, the Atlanta Braves said they will not change their team name at this time. Here's ABC's Joey Waller.
In a statement, the club saying, quote, "We have great respect and reverence for our name and the Native American communities that have held meaningful relationships with us do as well," unquote. But the club says it hasn't decided on the future of its famed tomahawk chop.
The Braves also said they are discussing the chop's status with an advisory group. This is ABC Sports. NASCAR driver Cole Custer made history at Kentucky Speedway Sunday, becoming the first rookie driver to win a Cup Series race since 2007. Custer held off Martin Truex Jr. and Kevin Harvick in a four-wide final lap scramble for his first career Cup Series win. Speaking to reporters, Custer said he was grateful to see all the hard work finally pay off.
We had some pretty tough races, some really tough races, but I think we've grown from that, and we've just dug deep into what, you know, we want to, how you can get better every single race. And it's just unbelievable to be in this situation right now.
Los Angeles Lakers forward Anthony Davis says he will keep his last name on the back of his jersey instead of posting a social justice message. Major League Soccer confirmed a group match featuring DC United and Toronto FC will be played this morning. The match was postponed Sunday after one player from DC United tested positive, while a Toronto FC player's test was inconclusive. The league says both players returned negative results in follow-up tests. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Chris Kobach, who lost the governor's race to a Democrat just 2 years ago, now wants to be our U.S. senator? The same Chris Kobach who has ties to white nationalists? The Kansas City Star reports Kobach's Senate campaign paid a man who, quote, regularly posted hateful comments about Jews and racial minorities on a white nationalist website. And as reported, this same white nationalist, paid by the Kobach campaign, was the person who filed the paperwork to register Kobach's new Senate campaign in Kansas. Chris Kobach literally had a white nationalist incorporate his latest campaign. And financial disclosure records show Kobach, over the years, has accepted thousands of dollars from white nationalists. Chris Kobach, he can't possibly represent Kansas. Plains Pack, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.plainspack.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The July World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report is calling for sharply lower supplies in corn, along with reduced feed and residual use, increased food, seed, and industrial use, as well as lower ending stocks. Corn production lower to 995 million bushels from June, coming in at 15 billion bushels on a yield of 178.5 bushels per acre. That was unchanged from last month. Ending stocks lower at 2.6 billion bushels. Season average price projected $3.35 a bushel. That's 15 cents higher than the June report. Soybean ending stocks, 30 million bushels higher than last month, 425 million. Soybean production increased to 4.14 billion bushels, 10 million bushels higher on increased harvested acres, totaling 83 million acres. Yield unchanged, 49.8 bushels per acre. The season average soybean price, $8.50 a bushel, up 30 cents from June. Wheat forecast called for larger supplies, lower domestic use, unchanged exports, increased stocks, and the harvest forecast dropped by 53 million bushels to 1.824 billion. Ending stocks increased to 924 million bushels. The season average price for wheat forecast $4.60 a bushel. That was unchanged from 1 month ago. Late last week, many agricultural organizations sent a letter to House and Senate leadership stressing the need for additional assistance for ag producers in the next COVID response legislation. The groups explained the scope and depth of the devastating impacts felt by producers during the pandemic and providing solutions. Although they recognize the help received through the program like CFAP, the groups explained significantly more funding would be necessary to assist farmers and ranchers and their supply chain partners, and do so in a way that will provide strong and equitable support across the vast agricultural economy. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Looking at the U.S. Wheat Crop Report, we'll look now at the Hard Red Winter Wheat Report. Overall, it has been good to excellent ratings for the Hard Red Winter Wheat Crop, and they're holding steady. The 2020 harvest continues to move north through the central United States. Harvest progress in Texas and Oklahoma sitting at about 100%, throughout the state of Kansas about 85 to 90%, through Colorado about 53% there, and Nebraska at 42%, and test cutting started in the Pacific Northwest this week. Like last week, the weather's been hot and dry across the southern plains, continues to aid harvest, while the northern plains has had several rain events boosting the topsoil moisture and crop conditions. This week's report includes an analysis from 183 samples. Additional samples from drought and freeze-stress areas continue to affecting the test weight and 1,000 kernel weight averages, but helping bring up the protein a bit. We'll look at the numbers from this week compared to last week. The moisture percentage at 10.8 can make comparison to last week at 11.8. Protein percentage at 11.6. That was a slightly higher from the 11.2. Dry basis protein at 13.2%. That was just higher from 12.7 of last week. Dockage percentage at 0.5. That was unchanged from last week. And briefly, comparing the numbers to the five-year average, as the moisture numbers are sharply lower this year to last and the last 5 years as well. Protein numbers are right on the five-year average, but are sharply higher from last year, and the dry basis protein percentage is higher from last year, but a little bit lower from the five-year average. Summer harvest updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. It is question day with our gardening expert, Jim Fizell, and we'll get into your questions right after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
In some parts of farming America right now, there is not much to do other than watch the corn and soybeans grow, or pray for rain, or pray that it dries up, or any combination of those. And we can also pay more attention to what's going on in our yards. And that's where Jim Fizell comes in. Jim is a long-time horticulturalist and garden guru who drops by pretty much once a week during the growing season here to answer your questions and muse about the state of things.
Well, first of all, you know, it's very interesting. A lot of people are staying home, working for home and from home and so forth. And apparently, when they're doing their whatever it is they do at home, they take a break once in a while and they walk outdoors and look at what's going on in the yard. Notice things that they've never noticed before. And they come up with a lot of questions. So I thought maybe this morning we'd attack a few of them that have come up. But I think you've got the first one there.
Yes, I do. This one is from a man who wants to know, when is a good time to apply grub control to the yard?
Well, that's an interesting question, really. This is the time. In fact, I aim at 4th of July for the day to put on these grub controls. It's not necessary to put them on earlier than that. And if we get much later than that, then we have to revert to one of the immediate acting types. Actually, the grub adults are beginning to emerge right now. These would be the Japanese beetles and the June bugs, mask shapers, and so forth. When you see them feeding on your plants, that means that the females are laying eggs. Now, these eggs take a little while to hatch, And if you get these control materials on now, they'll be there at the time these things hatch. And they will catch these little critters, because what they're going to do is, actually what these materials do is they're absorbed by the plant and make the plant poisonous to the insect that tries to eat it. That means that if you apply those materials now, you wait a couple of weeks for it to be absorbed by the plant, and then anything that feeds on them, any of these larvae that feed on them, these little grubs that feed on them, are going to be killed. And there are several things that you can use. A common one is imidacloprid, that's Merit. It can be bought under a whole bunch of trade names. Trichlorfan is bio-advanced long-season lawn grub control or something of that type, but there are a whole bunch of them. And Grub-X, which is a very popular one. Now, those can be applied now. They will last for several months and will kill the grubs as they hatch before they can come in, become mature and begin to really destroy the lawn.
Jim Fizell, back after this.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth.
Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County.
Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families.
The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity.
Irish Creek Wind Farm means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy.
To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny and 68 degrees this hour. Highs top 90 on a warm-up here today.
Lawn pros know a few secrets about keeping grass lush and green all summer long. We will share a few bits of wisdom today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured, but when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 13th. It is the 195th day of the year, and actor Patrick Stewart has a birthday. Even well-tended lawns can begin to struggle in midsummer. Are you sabotaging it with your mowing habits? Here are some adjustments that will give your turf a fighting chance during long dry spells. First, raise your mower deck and only trim a little at a time. It helps grass direct energy to growing roots rather than regrowing the blades. Longer blades also shade the soil and discourage weeds. Secondly, mow in the early evening when possible. The grass will be dry and it will have some time to recover before the next hot afternoon. And finally, vary your mowing pattern. Always cutting in the same direction causes grass to lean to one side. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team swept a doubleheader at Clay Center Friday, winning 7-1 and 7-6. Final road game at Riley County Tuesday with a doubleheader at 6-8. Homestand wraps up the season Friday and Saturday. Seneca comes in Friday evening with games at 6-8 at Feldhausen Field. Topeka G team is here for games 3 and 5 p.m. on Saturday.
Good morning from Dennis Henricks at Beatrice 77 Livestock. It's Monday. Hey, we've got a nice sale here today. Certainly lighter on the feeder cattle, but hey, it is July, and so here we go. In the cattle market, $96 in the cash on Thursday was paraded in Nebraska, along with the 157 in the carcass. So keep that in mind, good information. And also, our next sale will be in July on the 27th, on a Monday. Next sale, July 27th. Here today, we will start on the way ups at 11 o'clock here today. In the Haymarket at 12 o'clock noon, there is 70 alfalfa second cutting, 59 grass, and 27 alfalfa mix. On the inside at 12:30, we really have a nice set of Red Angus first calf bred heifers. There's going to be 17 of those. They're going to calve at that 2.5 years of age, guys. Nice bodied, big red heifers are going to be bred to Becton Red Angus. Calving August 15th for a 45-day calving period. They've had all their Prey Guard 10, Dectamax, and everything. Reputation Stutzman cattle out of Milford. We do have two Black Baldy baby calves today, 3 weeks old. They'll be coming off the cows here this morning. In the feeder cattle, there is going to be 8 black white face heifers. They're going to weigh 650. 17 black baldy steering heifers are going to weigh 600 to 900. There's 9 black bull and heifers weighing 400 to 550. 19 black baldy steers yearlings at 900 to 950. Another set of 7 black steers are going to be 750 to 800. 5 black crossbred steers are going to be at 500 to 600. 4 black steers of the yearling type, 900 pounders. 7 black and red steering heifers at 9 to 1,000. And 12 black steering heifers, guys, are going to weigh 750. So, lighter run of cattle, but if you need some of those 9 weights, guys, certainly got them here today. And we say thanks for the business. We certainly appreciate your business. And also, we want to talk about the Steve Weimer auction, the estate auction, this Thursday night at Pioneers Acres out by the Homestead National Monument. Starts at 6 o'clock with the 1992 Chevy Corvette, the 2004 Dodge Ram Tunner. That's a 3,500 quad, guys, so that is a diesel pickup and nice household goods, collectibles, and miscellaneous. That is